Tax Incremental Districts, or TIDs, have subsidized many developments in Milwaukee, like the Bucks Deer District or the Hop Streetcar. Alder Russell Stamper thought they could have a wider reach.
My district has the most lots. My district needs the most development. My district needs the most investment. Why can't we draw up a TID for a neighborhood?
That's what the city did. A new TID covers vacant lots in Stamper's district, which includes some of the city's poorest areas. Within the TID's boundaries, the city uses future property tax income generated by new houses to subsidize the construction of the houses right now. Those are 20 duplexes and 34 single-family homes, which sell for around $165,000 each. 24 units have already been built. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.